I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Chinese government was hoping 2022 would see an economic boost of at least 5%, but according to Beijing's latest numbers, the national economy only grew around 3%. It's no surprise, given the impact of China's zero COVID policies. Last month, the Chinese government lifted COVID restrictions, but only time will tell if the economy can make a comeback. For now, Eric Berklin with China Partners says they're in touch with Chinese pastors and hear encouraging reports as society reopens.
So I think there's a sense of new hope and the future and that things will get back to normal. One pastor was saying, yeah, we're going back to face-to-face services, which they hadn't been doing for months.
Following strict COVID lockdowns, the Chinese people need the hope of Jesus. Please pray for Chinese churches ministering Christ's love. Lebanon's Ministry of Education has decided to suspend classes for Syrian refugee students. Officials claim the decision was made out of concern for Lebanese students. In addition, teachers are being woefully underpaid, with the government offering only $70 per month. Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon.
This announcement is more political than anything else because our government is putting a lot of restraints on aid given to Syrian refugees, whether educational, whether health care, or whether food parcels or subsidiaries.
But Melki says most of the donation money gets hoarded by corrupt rulers anyway. Hartford Lebanon will continue their education programs for Syrian refugee students. They serve 925 students at two different facilities. Please ask God to strengthen the team. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.